He can come next week, but he can't come next month. He went for a walk and talked the leg off a donkey. Amanda is besotted with Charles and adores Camilla. Don't blow your own horn so much. The girls loved their toys, dolls, computers and go-karts. Helena Bonham Carter is a famous actress who starred in many Merchant Ivory productions. Don't be so silly. He did that willy-nilly. The flowers in the garden are lovely and give us so much pleasure. Don't count on John. He won't be able to come. It's back to the drawing board for him. Jane loves cooking, drawing, reading and playing tennis. He was the talk of the town. They all warned him that it might go to his head, and it did. The kids liked the beds and the baths in the new house. She decided she wasn't going to shut up about the shooting in the supermarket. My legs are hurting after that nasty fall in the park last week when I took the dog for a walk and bumped into my neighbor's niece. I won't let you rain on my parade, and I certainly won't let you steal my thunder. The truth is that the three thugs thrashed the bathroom and threw filthy things in the bath. I can't let him go for a walk in the park. He can't go to tonight's dance class either, even though he looks very smart in his tuxedo. The girls went for afternoon tea in the magnificent gardens of the zoo in Loughborough. None of the women could come up with a solution to the problem. John loves horse riding, painting, hunting, and making his own beer. When he was abroad, he bought a new lawnmower as the old one was broken. Susan has a lot of friends, but they all call her Sue. Oh no, John, don't walk and talk at the same time. We need more heroes like the man who saved the dog from drowning. The teacher used a piece of chalk on the blackboard in the classroom. The students had to copy her drawing. They sold the salmon they had caught and also the smoked haddock. They told the board of directors that the lawyers had bought the small lawn that the pawnbrokers owned abroad. Stephen spent the last days of the summer holidays in a gorgeous hotel in Bowness, in the Lake District. Come on, Sheila says we shouldn't be late for the shearing of the sheep in the shed. Sarah went to Ely and visited the lovely cathedral there in the middle of the town. Nobody knows why and how Geoffrey committed that heinous crime. The channel broadcast the series over a three-month period. Whenever I'm in London, I love to visit the Tower, Big Ben, Piccadilly Circus, Hyde Park, the Houses of Parliament and Madame Tussauds. I will have Stilton and broccoli soup, beef Wellington with mashed potatoes and four vegetables. Frank and Audrey have been married for ages. They met when they were at college and have never been a day apart. They truly are the golden couple. They knelt down to pick up the garden gnome that had been knocked over by the wind. Theodore thought that the theory that Thora put forward was thoroughly flawed. Don't get your knickers in a twist. I'm sure you can cut the mustard and bring the important project in Singapore to fruition. He put on his dirty clothes and measured the length and width of the mahogany tabletop. The students were all ears when the lecturer told them about the scorched earth policy used by the marching soldiers. Harry and John are like chalk and cheese, while Sally and Sandra are kindred spirits, two peas in a pod, who get on like a house on fire. Amy has gone to Edinburgh, as her favourite singer is giving a concert in a hangar there. Put your clothes on coat hangers in the cloakroom. Put the cloths in the washing machine and the dirty dishes in the dishwasher. Pour me a G&T on the rocks in a long tall glass, please. Colonel Saunders is meeting Sergeant Mannering outside the army barracks this afternoon. When she's anxious about something, she starts fidgeting and biting her fingernails. Mabel adores her country cousins, but abhors their awkward and loathsome poking fun of townsfolk. The parishioners all listened intently when the Reverend read out the psalm and sang a beautiful hymn. Laura's charity provides a safe haven for old dogs whose owners have gone to a retirement home and therefore can no longer take care of their hounds. Anthony's mother tongue is Swedish, whereas that of his wife is Finnish.
She put the Swedes in a dish and finished peeling the potatoes and tomatoes. She then made pumpkin and coriander soup and the delicious traditional pudding. Ellen had a horrible skiing accident and was seriously injured. But now that the days are getting longer, she is getting much stronger. The university bookshop is not far from the library and the archaeological museum. The bank in the city centre recruits many clerks from Berkshire. Mountainous Austria is Fred's favourite holiday destination, while Vera's is Iceland, because she loves the Northern Lights. The team consisted of a Frenchman, an Englishman and a Dutchman, all of whom were true gentlemen. Frank, who lives like a recluse, loves to return to a remote hamlet in the Appalachian Mountains. Sugary drinks, cigarettes, and fatty foods are not conducive to a healthy lifestyle. Research has shown that the majority of people believe that they are not influenced by articles or TV programs that deal with health matters. Most of the term papers were insufficiently researched, methodologically unsound, full of unsubstantiated claims, and therefore simply amateurish and unscientific. They had never used a chemistry kit before in their lives, but they were able to put it to good use. What are the book's strengths and merits? What are its drawbacks, shortfalls or flaws? That very merry man in Reading wore a red hat on his head. Wet cats are unhappy cats, but happy vets can get sad cats to forget that they're wet. We'd better make some bitter batter with a little bit of butter. British composers such as Britten, Elgar and Vaughan Williams are often dismissed as minor artists. Mark ought to be more careful when he's parking his father's car near the farm shop. The stars in the southern part of the world are clearly other stars than those of the northern hemisphere. Swedish, French, Swiss German, Turkish, Spanish and Flemish were among the 16 languages that she spoke. The 5 o'clock flight to Ireland might be late today, following an earlier delay in catering at Heathrow. The double World Rally champion demonstrated his considerable skills to prospective sponsors. A classic car, in tip-top condition, can cut quite deeply into your bank account. Please keep the booking confirmation of your internet ticket reservation at hand. If you're tempted to tackle the problem with a printer yourself, try not to make the computer crash. Roses, daisies, carnations, and hyacinths are among the nation's favorite flowers. Never let a letter of an ex-friend get the better of you, but just utter some dumb mutterings or stutter until you've forgotten the nutter. The investigating individual hit a brick wall very quickly when it appeared that a minion of the interim Minister of the Interior was involved in the incident. Now that the crowd was shouting outrageously foul put-downs, Joan chose to go home and phone her soulmate Rona. Dora found it awfully awkward to order more naughty underwear from the formal store clerk. Their father was a well-known thespian, specialized in method acting, who was worth his weight in gold for any theatre company. The bold chauffeur with a bald head was bowled over by the heartfelt proposals of all those normal folks. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson bent over the motionless bodies of the clown and his Czech accomplice. The third stage in the unfathomable process consists of thoroughly thinking things over and preempting criticism from the exigent audience. Ireland, as an island, is divided between the Republic of Ireland in the south and the six counties of Northern Ireland, part of the UK, in the north. Before the Second World War, some individuals were more worried about losing face than about gaining material wealth. The idea of carrying an ID card seems weird to citizens of the UK. Sheffield Wednesday are playing away next Saturday against Queen's Park Rangers. Harry Patterson is a passionate but massively anxious addict of Happy Families, an old-fashioned card game. The Brexit referendum led to plenty of headaches, distress, and perplexity in parts of the population. Buses of companies often bother their office staff with odd offers of optional jobs and other novel concepts beyond common policy. Mass-produced cars from the last half of the 80s hardly outlast their weakest parts and fall apart after far too little time. Please do not leave any meat cleavers or pieces of meat in the briefing room or in any of the three junior suites. Sweet little Janice is leaving for Italy on the 15th of December with her niece Bernice and her auntie Annie. Berlin, Germany's capital city, is first and foremost a trendy tourist destination, apart from its role as capital city. A trip for two to the Zurich Zoo is usually a real hoot if you choose to do the full tour. We strive to supply concise instructions with our household appliances. A concert at Wigmore Hall in London is a true treat for aficionados of classical music. Keeping up with the Joneses in this age of social media has become even more of a challenge than it used to be. The Emerald Isle is supposed to dazzle your senses with untold shades of green. The die-hard student of British English pronunciation is now finally allowed to breathe a sigh of relief.